From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Maybe you've seen the images today. They are stunning, of a bright red cruise ship lying on its side in a field of floating ice. The Explorer was designed nearly 40 years ago specifically to move through ice. It was the first ship to take regular folks, non-scientists, through the Northwest Passage and to explore the marvels of Antarctica. It was there, in the cold, cold waters off Antarctica, that the Explorer met its end on Friday. Ice smashed a hole in its hull, sending all 154 passengers and crew members to their lifeboats. They bobbed there in the cold water for a couple of hours until rescuers arrived. One of the rescuers was a National Geographic research cruise ship called the Endeavour. John Bauermaster was on the National Geographic ship, still is, in fact, and we have him on the line from his sat phone for a first-hand account. How are you, sir?
I'm a little colder than you are, but otherwise all's good.
Where are you right now?
Well, we're just nearing 66 degrees south latitude, so we're near the Antarctic Circle, and we're probably a couple hundred miles south of where we came upon the Explorer yesterday morning.
Now, the Endeavour, your ship, was first on the scene. What did you see?
Well, the first thing we saw, the captain of the Endeavour, Oliver Cruz, spotted the sinking ship from about 15 miles out. And what we saw when we arrived was a string of lifeboats strung out over about a quarter mile. It was very surreal because it was actually quite a beautiful morning. Pretty calm for Antarctica. It was cold, probably 30 degrees, not much wind, and beautiful sunlight on the sea. So there glistening was this kind of almost horrific sight of these cast-aside lifeboats. Just as we arrived, another big cruise boat, the Nord Norge, with 700 passenger capability arrived, and it had been agreed upon as we were both steaming towards the accidents that the Nord Norge would take all the people because they had room. We didn't really have room aboard the Endeavour.
Were the people panicking? I mean, they must have been freezing on those life rafts.
Well, I'm sure they were very cold. I mean, they didn't see for about 4 hours. They started in the dark. I guess the only good thing for them is that they were able to communicate with the captain who stayed on the Explorer for quite a while, who had been communicating with our captain, so they knew we were coming. But still, I'm sure when they saw our two ships, the Nord Norge and the Endeavour, coming over the horizon, they must have been very happy. The thing that was very fortunate for them was that about 6 hours after they were rescued, a very nasty but very typical Antarctic storm arrived. And if they'd been lost in those conditions, foggy, very cold, very windy, their turnout might have been quite different.
How did your crew help in the rescue?
Well, we sent out, the Nord Norge carried all the passengers on. We sent out Zodiacs from our ship to try and transfer people from boat to boat and also to round up all the lifeboats, because what was happening as the people left the lifeboats, they were just leaving them abandoned in the seas. And then as we were leaving, after all the passengers were safely on the Nord Norge, we made a circle of the sinking ship. At that point, it was about 30, 35, 40 degrees listing to starboard, so I'm about to go over on its side. And we made a beautiful kind of sad cruise around it because many of the people on the Endeavour had worked on the Explorer over the course of the last four decades.
Huh. What's happened to the Explorer now? Did it sink after that?
Yeah, the Explorer has sunk. You know, I'm sure you saw those very kind of eloquent pictures of it laying on its side in the ice. But it's so heavy that I'm sure it broke apart and sank sometime, I believe, early this morning. So about 24 hours after it apparently hit some ice.
John Bauermaster is an explorer and writer aboard the National Geographic ship, the Endeavour. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Andrea.